Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster. We are on KVOI AM 1030. And it is Friday, July the 12th, 2013, on an unusually kind of overcast Seattle type day, I think would be a pretty good description for the old Pueblo today. it's looking pretty good, actually. A little rain shower on the way in. We will take the rain any time of day here in Tucson. Thanks for choosing the Buckmaster Show. We're live Monday through Friday on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream the show, make it easy for you. You can listen to us at buckmastershow.com, kvoi.com. We podcast to buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and tucsonsentinel.com. Our Friday Focus interview today with United States Representative Ann Kirkpatrick, a Democrat representing Arizona's 1st Congressional District, which is a vast piece of real estate stretching from around Oro Valley north to Flagstaff and beyond. Joining me in studio to question the Congresswoman, Sarah Garrett Gasson, is here. Sarah is editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. And Marty, how is your name pronounced officially?
Officially, my name is pronounced Marty.
Marty.
You want to start pronouncing it
I'm going to try to do it that way, the way it should be. Marty Herreras is with us, writer for the Tucson Weekly. If you have a question or comment for Congressman Kirkpatrick, call us on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040, or you can follow us on Facebook. We're easy to find on Facebook. It's my name, Bill Buckmaster. Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick now on the Buckmaster Show live line. How are you, Congresswoman?
Very well. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show. And hello to Sarah and Marty.
All right. Thanks, Congresswoman. I want to start with your testimony yesterday in Washington, just 2 days after, really, the memorial service for the brave 19 fallen Granite Mountain hotshot firefighters. Is this another effort to get the Forest Service to rethink its policy concerning how to manage our forests, Congresswoman?
Bill, it really is. I mean, we're in the height of another fire season in Arizona in the West. We're seeing fires everywhere, and certainly the Yarnell fire was a horrific tragedy, and our hearts go out to all of the families and friends who were touched by that tragedy. But Arizona really came together as one family in our grief. I was deeply honored to be at the memorial service on Tuesday. It was a beautiful service. As you know, the vice president came out, and I think everyone there was inspired by the lives of service that those hotshots had led. But I had the opportunity yesterday to testify before the Natural Resources Committee of the House about how urgent we need policies to ensure our forests are healthy. We really need some actions right now. We need solutions. One of the examples I talked about was the Four Forest Restoration Initiative, which is the collaborative effort of the Forest Service, timber industry, conservationists, all coming together to thin the forest in a way that really will cost very little in terms of federal dollars, but the protection to the community is huge.
And that's working in the White Mountain Apache area, that forest initiative.
It is. You know, that is actually a White Mountain Apache initiative. And as you know, that's where I was born and raised, so on the White Mountain Apache. And they've really done a very, very good job of managing their forest. And they were able to stop the wildfire from actually coming onto the reservation because of their management techniques. So we know this works. And I was just trying to encourage the House of Representatives and the Forest Service to move forward quickly with a model that we know works.
All right. Sarah Garrett Gasson from the Arizona Daily Star with a question for you, Congresswoman.
Hi.
Thank you.
I wanted to follow up on what Bill was talking about with the fire prevention. One of the things that we've seen over recent years is that homes are being built farther and farther into the forest and more in more and more remote areas. Do you think there is any way to keep that from happening? Should there be requirements that if you build that close to the into the forest in an area that is likely to burn, which unfortunately is much of Arizona these days, that there should be any requirements about fire prevention, fire safety, to keep the situation from developing where firefighters have to go into situations that are very dangerous?
You know, that's an interesting question, Sarah, because right now it's voluntary, and certainly we see that those folks who voluntarily spin around their home can save their homes. And we've seen example after example of that. When we had the Rodeo Chedisky fire up in the Linden Heber Overgard area, you know, when I drove through there after that, you could literally see properties right next to each other, one where the homeowner had gone through the expense of spinning and taking out the lower brush on their property, and the other hadn't. The issue, I think, with requiring it is that it can be expensive. I mean, it's something we could talk about, certainly, but I think the real answer is thinning the forest. That we know that works.
All right. Madi Hararis is with us now with a question from the Tucson Weekly for you, Congresswoman. Go ahead, Madi.
Congressman Kirkpatrick, Gossard said that part of the he also was supporting the four initiatives, but he also said that there had to be some bureaucracies kinks worked out with the Forest Service. Is that something you agree with? And what would those be?
I do agree with that. We've been working on this initiative for a long time, and we were finally able to get the contract awarded to a company. They're not being able to move ahead with this project as quickly as I believe they need to. And it's interesting, in the hearing we had Congressman Grijalva, Congressman Gosar, and I all agreeing about the Four Forest Restoration Initiative and how it needs to be pushed ahead. And I said, you know, when you have that kind of bipartisan agreement from three Arizona congressmen, I think you know you're on the right track. Mm.
I want to bring up immigration, the immigration overhaul, the Republicans trying to figure out what they want to do in the House. Where is that at this point, and are you hopeful or at all optimistic that we might see something this session?
You know, I remain optimistic. I think the effort that the Senate put forward, the bipartisan effort from the Gang of Eight, really, really shows that what we can do if we work together. There is a Gang of Eight in the House working together. Have not heard from them yet. I'm disappointed that leadership, House leadership, on the Republican side has said that they're not going to take up the Senate bill at all. They're going to come up with their own version, and my understanding is that's going to be piecemeal. But, you know, if that process works and we can get this done, then let's do it. Now is the time. One of the things I did, Bill, early on this year is put together an immigration advisory group. And we've been meeting. It's a very broad spectrum. It includes faith groups, dreamers, the business community, chambers, anyone, ranchers, farmers, anyone involved in this to try to reach some consensus. And really, folks feel like we need to move ahead. Now is the time.
Okay, here's Sarah Garrett Gasson.
In terms of the bill that was coming out of the Senate and that the House leadership has said they're not going to take up, what did you think about that? Is that, with all the changes, the expense, the militarization, some say, of the border, what is your thought on that Senate bill as it stands now?
You know, it's comprehensive, it deals with the definition of border security, which we need to define so that we can direct resources to that area that is not secure, and then take that off the table and let's move ahead with things like a pathway for citizenship, making permanent the DREAM Act, all those other pieces that really affect our economy, that really need to be put in place so that we have some kind of national immigration strategy going forward.
Here's Madi Hararis.
I know that on the Navajo plant issue, you've faced some criticism from folks that have felt that they haven't necessarily felt that you've been clear on where you are with that. But early in the year, you were pretty positive, especially about people coming together and that the feds had brought folks to work, you know, work together, and that was a good first step. Where's that process now? What are your thoughts?
You know, the stakeholders are still meeting. We asked the EPA to give us some additional time to figure that out, and they granted that. They've been out to look at the site and talk to the folks in the community. You know, that area doesn't have much in terms of economic development. So, you know, the Navajo Generating Station itself hires over 500 employees, the vast majority of whom are Native Americans. And so that's an important economic driver to that area. But it also impacts our farmers in the southern part of the state, because Navajo Generating Station provides most of, if not all of, the electricity for the Central Arizona Project, which brings water to our farmers in the southern part of the district. So it's an Arizona issue. You know, we're working together. I mean, we all want clean air. There's a way to get that so that we, you know, we don't destroy jobs. And that's my focus, and that's what the stakeholders are working on.
Where does that stand right now, this Navajo generating issue? And I try to tell people in southern Arizona who think, well, this is removed from, they shouldn't be worried about it, or that people sometimes say, why should I care about the Navajo generating plant down here in Tucson? But you just articulated really the importance, and we've talked to David Modier, who heads up the Central Arizona Project. If you're worried about your water bills, unless this is resolved, your water bills could change drastically, because that electricity, you have to have something powering the water in the CAP.
That's right. And the way that was initially structured, you know, the Navajo Generating Station is the main source of that energy for the CAP, and there isn't an alternate in place, Bill. That makes it, you know, very difficult right now. There just really isn't anything else. So the farmers down in the southern part of Arizona, the farmers over in Marana there, you know, just outside of Oro Valley, are really concerned about this.
Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick with us on the Buckmaster Show. She is the United States Representative from Arizona's 1st District. Sarah, I want to do a quick question here, because the Congresswoman is going to have to leave us in about 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, in terms of the sequester, the budget, the automatic budget cuts going into greater and greater effect, and they get deeper and deeper, can you talk a bit about how those are playing out in funding for Indian Health Services, Head Start, things that may not be front and center in some people's lives, but do have a big effect in the lives of those who rely on those services?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, we are under sequestration, and in a district like Congressional District 1, where over 95% of the land is state or federal land, it's not private property, funding really becomes critical. So we're seeing cuts in Head Start. We're seeing teachers laid off. You know, education is so important to our long-term economic future in Arizona. So it's disappointing that this is happening, and that we couldn't come together in a bipartisan way to figure it out. This MEDEX approach is really harmful. I'm still optimistic that we can come together. You know, the problem with sequestration is if we don't figure this out, it cuts year after year after year after year. And in terms of my work, I'm really focused on creating a diversified and not economic economy in Arizona, diversified, stable economy in Arizona, and creating jobs. So I just want to mention some projects that I'm working on in the southern part of the state that would do that. I just introduced a bill that would expand the boundaries of the Casa Grande Ruins National Monument in Coolidge. That was co-sponsored by Congressman Gosar and Congressman Pastor and Congressman Grijalva. It expands the ruins. That area brings in about 70,000 visitors to Coolidge every year. And this would allow them to continue to develop a very important archaeological site in Arizona. The other bill that I co-sponsored with Congressman Barbara and Grijalva is the Saguaro National Park Boundary Expansion and Study Act. That also would preserve that area, which is one of our environmental treasures in southern Arizona. That Saguaro National Park draws about 600,000 recreational visitors every year. And then the third piece that we're working on is the Tres Rios Project. Again, I'm working with Congressman Barber and Grijalva. We just sent a letter to the Army Corps of Engineers asking for $500,000 to be in the formal design work on Tres Rios. It's interesting that one out of every three Pima County residents lives within a half mile of that system. So the park is and the river system is heavily visited and used by the region. So those are some good things, I think, that are going on in a bipartisan way for the southern part of Arizona.
Madi, quick question. You want to talk about politics?
Oh, yeah. So Congressman Kirkpatrick, you know, Adam Quasman has showed interest. There's rumors that Sheriff Bobout, someone help me with that name, Bobau, is interested in...
Babu.
Babu, thank you. Yes.
Sorry.
Is interested in running. And are you ready for another campaign?
Well, you know, I welcome them and any other candidates who want to run. But, Madi, I have to tell you that right now my focus is on representing the district, and it's on jobs and economic development. And then it's also on education. I mean, one of my big concerns right now is the doubling of the student loan interest rate, which took effect 1st of July. And we still haven't resolved that for our students. So there are a lot of very, very important things that I'm focused on right now. We'll have plenty of time when it gets closer to the election next year to talk about campaign.
Mm. All right, Congresswoman Kirkpatrick, we're going to let you go, but I do want to point out that there are some 84,000 defense workers in Arizona that are being impacted by these furloughs. And when you think about it, if you were asked to take a 20% cut in pay, I think all of us would, it'd be a big, big impact. And that's really what these people are facing. So it's a serious issue. Congresswoman, thank you very much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks so much for the opportunity to talk with you today.
Thanks a lot. 12:21 now on the Buckmaster Show. We'll do a kind of a preview of our Friday Reporters Roundtable after we come back and hear from, first we're going to hear from the Buckmaster Show sponsors. So we'll be right back.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
West in La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Row. Everybody who's anybody is here, aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Friday afternoon as we push toward 12:26. Mati Hareras is with us, writer from the Tucson Weekly and editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, Sarah Garrett Gasson. Sarah, that congressional District 1 that Ann Kirkpatrick represents is a huge district. And we were talking with Adam Quasman earlier this week, and Adam has announced that, well, he's got an exploratory committee going. He's a really first-term Arizona state representative. He's 30 years old. But yep. I think he said during the interview that it's the largest congressional district land-wise in the United States.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that. It's probably the... It's also diverse politically and demographically. It reaches from the very northern part of the state down into the more conservative part of Pima County, in which case Adam Quasman is probably a good fit there in Saddlebrook and some of Oro Valley. But it is not a one-dimensional district. It includes Flagstaff, which is
a liberal area,
a liberal college town, and in the rural areas, we were saying during the break that it's not, you can't just decide people are, you know, live in a rural area and therefore they believe XYZ. So I think a candidate that is going to be successful in this large district is going to have to be someone who, like Ann Kirkpatrick, has been kind of middle of the road, not ideological one way or the other. And that's going to be a test for any candidate.
And Mati, you brought up during the interview with the Congresswoman, the Navajo Generating Station, and that is something that Adam Quasman said is his number one issue on his platform, will be those jobs. I think Congresswoman Kirkpatrick said there's at least 500 people that work in that area. But my question for you is, in this part of the state, again, the Navajo generating plant doesn't really resonate that much, and it might be kind of a hard sell in this part of the district.
Right. People aren't necessarily going to understand its importance. And yeah, and you brought up the cap water situation, and that's how we power the water. But there are also just the other, you know, the fact that it's a station that holds, you know, that you've got the generating station. You also have the coal plant.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And there's so much that goes on in that one area that we rely on. We rely on it for our own production of electricity. We rely on it for the water to come down. But the people, yeah, I mean, I would say that's one of our biggest criticisms of Pima County is not really understanding the rest of the state, which in a way is one of the cool things about having us be a part of this huge district is forcing us to get to know the other issues of the state that we aren't always easy to embrace.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And Sarah, the issue here is the Grand Canyon and the visibility at the Grand Canyon.
Right. The Grand Canyon no one can argue is incredibly important to the state in terms of economic growth. People, I mean, you go there and there's people from all across
all
the world.
All over the world.
So I think
beyond that,
we need
to preserve that air quality. There's
yes,
no question.
Yes, we certainly do.
But whether or not we can make it as pristine as the EPA says, that's another thing.
Right.
You can't necessarily stop when the wind is blowing from Southern California. You can't change the direction of some of the pollutants coming.
Although I would have to point out that some of the Arizona legislators think you can.
All right. We'll be back with our Friday Reporters Roundtable. Sarah and Madi will be with me. Stay with us.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Florida jury has started deliberations in the murder trial of George Zimmerman, who fatally shot 17-year-old Trayvon Martin last year. Ariel Castro has been indicted on hundreds of additional charges, stemming from his alleged imprisonment of three women in his Cleveland home for about 10 years. At least six people dead, dozens injured after a passenger train derailed and slammed into a station outside of Paris on the eve of a major holiday weekend in France. Cloudy and wet weather is helping firefighters battling a mountain fire that's charred almost 44 square miles near Las Vegas. That blaze now about 43% contained. On Wall Street, the Dow down 36 points. The Nasdaq is up 12. More details at srnnews.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Get back down to earth at the 2013 Silver City Clay Festival with workshops, tours, lectures, archaeological panel discussion, films, vendor fair, and three juried exhibitions with fun for the whole family. The festival kickoff event is a poker tournament fundraiser featuring genuine clay poker chips. Enjoy Clay Festival events July 27th to August 4th in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson and 15 degrees cooler. More at clayfestival.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up!
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Our burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza!
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
And a carrot cake!
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to our Friday Roundtable. Sarah Garrett Gasson is with me. She is an editorial writer for the Arizona Daily Star, and columnist. Her column appears every Thursday. Sorry, Sarah, I know that. Every Thursday in the Arizona Daily Star, and Madi Hareras is with us. She is a staff writer for the Tucson Weekly. The top story of the day, I think, is former Arizona governor Janet Napolitano has resigned from her position as Homeland Security Secretary to accept pretty much the top position at the University of California system. I think they call that position the Chancellor, I could be wrong, of the University of California system, which is a huge, Sarah, educational group. You've got many universities involved there. And by the way, they've had their share of huge financial difficulties.
Yes, they
so
certainly
it's not
have.
Like she's got a real easy road to hoe over there. But I would tell you that as far as I see, I think it's a good move for her. Not only is she going to triple her salary, but that's kind of a no-win job, that Homeland Security thing.
Well, she's had it since the beginning of the Obama administration, so that is a very long time in political years. I don't know if political years are the same as dog years, but it's a very long time to have a very high-stress, high demanding job. I mean, she had a huge portfolio with immigration and responding to natural disasters, not to mention the Homeland Security thing and terrorism prevention. So the change, I think, is interesting from a political standpoint, is that she'll be as far away from Washington, D.C. as you can possibly be, except if you're in Alaska, I guess. It's going to be a total culture change, going from high-powered political environment to a very high-powered educational environment. And anyone who, like Madi has, covers education and politics, those are two, there's some similarities, but they're different animals.
Well, I have an organizer friend in that does a lot of organizing in Los Angeles, especially around UC colleges. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of housing issues around there because the colleges are growing out into the neighborhoods. She'll be embracing a lot of different things when she goes down there, and she'll be near Arizona. You know, we wondered if she was going to come back, possibly.
Yeah, that in Facebook, Madi was abuzz today with, you know, people were saying, well, boy, she's been so stressed out, she's aged so much and all this, but maybe this is good because it's a little less stress. I don't know. There's so many issues involved with the political scene. And it also brings that people were speculating on Facebook. I guess that means that she's not thinking of a political future again in Arizona. Well, who knows? I mean,
she's a young woman.
Yeah, she's 55 years old.
It's true. It's true. I mean, yeah, this whole thing about politics aging, she wasn't the president, all right?
You know, right.
Yeah.
The one challenge I think that will be right up her alley is dealing with all the different just organizational and logistical challenges that come with such a big system that the California system is. It's many campuses, different tiers. It's going to be a big adjustment. But I think from what I've read, that was one of the reasons they wanted her, is her experience running a state, being a Democratic governor and with a Republican legislature in Arizona, and then also the behemoth, bureaucratic behemoth that is Homeland Security.
790-2040, if you'd like to join in the conversation. Mati, you are working on a cover story. Can we tell our listeners what it's about for next week, or would you rather not?
Oh, it's a little bit. We could tell a little bit. How about
just
that?
Just how about a little tease?
A little tease. It's about TUSD. It touches on basically why we kind of saw the disintegration of the movement that had started building around Mexican-American studies 2 years ago, and why that somewhat vanished. And you can't talk about that stuff really without talking about what I happen to consider the Phoenix rising without, God, cliches, sorry.
It's all right.
Rising out of it is the DSEG plan and the three classes that were just presented, and the CRC classes presented to the board this Tuesday definitely are part of that.
And the Arizona Department of Education has notified the district it's not at all happy with the board's decision. I think the vote was, 3-2 on Tuesday?
Yeah.
So who knows what they're going to do?
Well, they have an option. And you know what that option is? Was set up by Judge Brewery to then go before him, as Tom Horn was told in Brewery's last, final presentation of the USP, that, yes, state, you have a voice in this. You bring it to the court. But, it's Horn, and this is Arizona, and this is politics, and let's try and stir it up now. But he has that option, and that's been given to him, provided to him by the court. They can do that next.
Yeah, I think that it's no great surprise. I mean, anyone could see this coming from a bazillion miles away, that the State Department of Education and Tom Horn, who's now the state attorney general, but was the head of the Department of Education when all of this targeting of the Tucson Unified Mexican-American Studies program was started, that they're not going to like anything that comes out of anything called TUSD. I mean, yeah, I think
that's safe to say.
And also, one thing that I noticed in the report that the Arizona Daily Star had today is that the board is set to vote on, I think it's the history and government classes, the culturally relevant classes that will be taught from a Mexican-American and African-American perspective, which is, part of the United States. This is not some subversive something. Anyway, the board's going to consider on the 23rd, but that the State Department of Education says they won't get through with their review of part of it anyway till the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seems like one of these things, it's a train wreck. It's going to continue to be a train wreck until the court steps in once and for all and says, yes, these are okay.
Right. I mean, that was what I think people were hoping Brewery would have done from the beginning when Horn was bringing this to trying to impede the situation from the beginning. But he didn't do that, and because it's a law, and we got to go through that process. And man, hopefully that appeal that they're working on right now in the background, I don't know, maybe it'll work. Let's see.
And welcome to Tucson, TUSD Superintendent H.T. Sanchez. So throws him into the fire of this right away. His first meeting was Tuesday night. You were at the meeting, weren't you?
I was watching from the comfort of my living room.
Okay.
And which is wonderful. Thank you, TUSD, providing live streaming. I thought it was a great meeting, very interesting. I felt right away, I don't know, just the fact that you have the superintendent up on the Dice talking about actually saying that the school district is not in compliance with the USP. And Sanchez did say that. I thought Sam Brown's demeanor during the meeting was very different than it has been in past. It wasn't on the defense. It wasn't talking about this from this legal perspective of fighting the USP. That's huge from my perspective.
So you saw really a different tone at the meeting,
no
right
doubt,
away.
No doubt.
And Superintendent Sanchez will be with us 1 week from today here for our Friday Focus interview. I want to move along here to the ongoing Sarah Garrett Gasson and the Tucson Convention Center. This has gone on, I don't know how long, but maybe this time the city council and Rio Nuevo and everybody can get on the same page and actually have a private company to manage the TCC.
Well, they haven't tried that yet, as far as I remember. So it hasn't worked being managed publicly under the aegis of the city. So maybe having a company that actually has expertise in this area will be a benefit to the Tucson Convention Center and downtown as a whole. But until renovations happen, until there's a facelift, until there's other steps that need to be taken, you could have someone managing it with, you know, prize-winning experience, and it may not make a difference.
And, of course, people always are complaining about the restrooms and other things there at the TCC.
Yeah, just a few extra female restrooms. Can we ask for that?
Supposedly, renovations will be focusing on aesthetic and cosmetic touch-ups to make visits to TCC a little more pleasant for the patrons.
Well, it's the kind of details matter.
Yeah.
And when you're walking through, and this actually happened to me, this was a little while ago, but I was walking through and tripped on carpet that was coming up. It was, things like that.
Details.
That makes a difference. It's an overall presentation.
Yeah.
I don't know. My mom would say that, remind everyone that, you know, some not so great things took place a while back where the TCC used to be. And,
yes.
You know, someone said some not such nice words and when they left the neighborhood.
I wonder about the karma.
The big sage burning is bad, what they need to do.
Bad karma. And, of course, you're referring to the urban renewal of the 1960s that found one of the nicest multi-story Pueblo architecture in the United States. Full neighborhoods were torn down to make way for the TCC. So maybe the karma is coming back.
Yes. Yes.
The area. We have only a few minutes left, and there's been this big dust up over the nickname, the Old Pueblo, which has been around for a long time. And there was some confusion. Mike Varney, head of the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber, says there's never been a plan to change the Old Pueblo nickname, Sarah.
Well, in the story in the Arizona Daily Star explains that there were no plans to change it. And I think that beyond the is it actually going to be changed? I mean, can you control what someone calls you?
No,
I don't think that's even possible.
Suddenly we were supposed to be the optics capital or optics city or something.
Everyone has a different nickname
for
Tucson. I think the more important thing is that it's supposed to frame kind of how we view ourselves, because the research that the chamber did illustrated that people outside the Old Pueblo don't see us as the Old Pueblo. They don't understand, that we're not known that way. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's more of a philosophical discussion that the Chambers was trying to get going by including this idea in their recent program, more than a specific change. But it's something to think about, I guess. Although people really seem to embrace the Old Pueblo.
Yeah, judging
idea.
By the letters to the editor.
Right.
And at least the ones I've seen in the Star and your editorial, I thought, did you write that, by the way?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I did
not. Old Pueblo speaks of who we are as a city.
Well, I think there is some truth to that. Yeah. It does speak to who we are. We all have our own little nicknames. Some of my friends prefer Chukshan, or Chismeson has been one that another friend, Chismes Gossip. We tend to do a lot of that around here. It's, but we're also very
Tucson,
hardcore.
How about the collaborative city?
I call it the rubber band city because I know so many people
has to agree on everything
who
here.
Live here, they go away, and they always
back.
Move back.
Yeah.
That's true.
We are inescapable.
It happened to me, I'll tell you. Yeah. After going to school here in the late 60s, I came back and I think that I'm just one example of that. Many people.
We have a friend who moved away for many years to Los Angeles and then moved back to his exact same apartment.
That's old.
That was happened to be available years later.
The thing is, we're really tied to old, you know? Mm-hmm. And that may be what they're trying to explain is that, look, you know, we need to get better about, you know, not being so aligned with gravel lots and Sonoran hot dogs. Maybe we need to, like, you know, embrace the things of, you know, other things. I don't know.
I think if we gave everyone a Sonoran hot dog, things would turn around. I think I would get behind that.
All right. Sarah and Madi, thank you very much. Madi, we'll look forward to your cover story in the Tucson Weekly for next week, tentatively scheduled, right, for next week?
Yes, it's definitely scheduled for next
I was trying to give you a little way
out. Oh, no.
Tentatively scheduled, unless your bosses are listening. No, it is scheduled.
It is scheduled, right. And I will survive the weekend.
There
with
you
some
go. Have
tequila.
A great weekend. All right. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Road. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAMobility.com or Facebook.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Dancing in the street when we hear that music. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, presented by Silver City, Grand County, New Mexico, where they are preparing for the 2013 annual Hummingbird Celebration, sponsored by Little Toad Creek Inn and Lodge, taking place July 20th and 21st. That's next weekend. July is the height of the migration season for thousands of hummingbirds that stay or pass through the Gila Wilderness each year. So if you love hummingbirds, get over to Silver City, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson, 15 degrees cooler, many wonderful places to stay, including Georgetown Cabins, southwestnewmexico.org. Now here he is, Matt Russell, Inside Tucson business, food and beverage columnist, and award-winning publicist, who celebrated a birthday on the 4th of July, and we were not here last Friday live, so we could not wish you a happy birthday. But how many people can say, born on the 4th of July?
Always great fireworks on the big day. I actually was over on Coronado Island enjoying the big day, and what a special place that is to celebrate Independence Day.
What do you have going on tonight?
Well, you know, tonight and all day and night tomorrow, this weekend is a great way to enjoy some seriously good sushi and contribute to a great cause at the same time. Again, today and tomorrow at Raw Sushi up at La Encantada on Skyline and Campbell. Bill, they're going to be donating 100% of their profits to the families of the victims of the Yarnell fire. So I may have to scoot over there for a late lunch today and order up triple helpings of their delicious rolls and other sushi sensations, because I want to have them raise as much money as possible for these families. That's all day today and tomorrow at Raw Sushi. I just love these guys.
Hey, Matt, we're going to call you right back because we've got a little deal going on with the phone line. We will be back with Matt Russell in about 30 seconds or so. And again, it is Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. So much going on. If you love hummingbirds, they've got the festival there a week from this weekend, and then upcoming the Clay Festival at the end of the month. So there's so much going on over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, and so much going on right here in Southern Arizona. Matt has a column today about what's been going on about over at the Kingfisher. I think that is his column going in today's Inside Tucson Business. Matt Russell, of course, writes every week in Inside Tucson Business. Let's go back now to Matt. Okay, we've got sushi. How about this? How about ice cream? This is great weather for an ice cream festival.
Yeah, as part of the monthly second Saturday party in downtown Tucson tomorrow night, our friends at Hub Restaurant, they're going to be hosting their inaugural Scoop Fest right in their back parking lot, featuring not only their craft ice cream, but also ice cream from a number of other purveyors in town. $3 gets you a large scoop, and a percentage of each scoop is going to go to local charities. So I say cool off with some locally churned ice cream tomorrow night at Scoop Fest downtown at Hub.
And Tucson Originals continues with their special summer specials.
Yeah, our pick this week is Le Rendezvous. They're serving up a soup du jour, a lunch entree, and a glass of house wine for only $20.13 all summer long. You can't beat that price for an authentic French meal. And, of course, all the summer specials are on the Tucson Originals website at TucsonOriginals.com.
Hey, Matt, during the pause, I was telling the listeners about your column today in Inside Tucson Business. What was going on at the Kingfisher?
Yeah, they've started their annual road trip, and Chef Jim Murphy throughout each summer creates special regional menus. The menu that kicks off next week is all about the Great Plains and the Midwest, and he's really pulled together some great Midwestern fare that will be available for the next 2 weeks at Kingfisher.
Oh, that's my home area, the Midwest. Does he talk about bratwurst and all that stuff?
He does. Perch and walleye and buffalo.
There you go.
Bratwurst. This is good stuff, man.
Matt, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan. All of our in-studio guests are provided with a cooling bottle of Culligan Better Water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of our team, my lovely and talented producer, Rosemary Brandt. I also want to send a shout out to Evan, our summer intern, who has done a great job as Rose was training him on the board this week. Also, our newest team member, broadcast sales representative, Bob Richardson. We wish you a wonderful and safe weekend. John C. Scott Show this afternoon, 3 to 5. Phil Cedar kicks off Expert Talk tomorrow morning at 7 here on KVOI, and then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 Monday morning. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great day.
Intelligent Talk 24/7. AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.